Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg, that's me, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This is the Ion Travel Podcast with CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
Hi, everybody. Peter Greenberg here with another edition of the Ion Travel Podcast. This week, a conversation with a true frequent flyer and a mileage junkie. And then I speak with an aviation pioneer and a disruptor. The mileage junkie, actor Robert Wohl. You've seen him in Batman and in one of my favorite TV series, which ran on HBO, Arliss. When he's not flying to perform, he's just flying anywhere he can and any way he can, as in points and miles. And then, the man with the golden touch when it comes to launching a new airline. His name, David Neeleman. He's the guy who founded JetBlue, then a similar airline in South America, Azul. And now he's back with America's largest new low-fare carrier, Breeze, launched right in the middle of the pandemic. Talk about timing. First up, Robert Wohl. Appropriately enough, I spoke to him from a location right under the flight path and the approach to LAX in Torrance, California.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Robert, welcome.
Peter, thanks. That's very kind of you to say.
Yes, but I haven't finished the introduction.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Keep going.
Because in addition to being a great actor and a great traveler, he is, and I thought I was a frequent flyer addict and junkie. All you talk about.
No. That's first of all, it's right now because of, I have a lot of time right now. So I have all, and I'm getting older, I have all these miles. So I've accrued. So it's like, you know, use them or lose them. So right now,
Wait a second. Let me give you an example of a conversation I have with Robert. It's like, all right, I'm going to go to Philadelphia on American, but actually they're miles from Uzbekistan Hotel because I figured out they had a connection.
It's only
and if
this...
Wait. And then if I turn left on a Friday,
guess what?
An old Holiday Inn thing comes in with a key.
Wow. You're getting tougher.
No, it's true. It's great. You have figured out the system.
Well, I have figured it out through with help from Brian Kenny.
Kelly.
Brian Kelly. Brian Kenny's the MLB network. That's my buddy who's the host of the show. Only because of this trip I'm on and because of certain airlines. I'm going to go to London and to Paris. Well, it was to London.
Here it comes.
Okay.
Here it comes.
And I'm going, you know, and I had all these miles. So I'm using the miles.
Wait, stop. Which airline are you actually flying?
Okay, I'll go through the trip. Okay. So that's fair enough.
I want everybody to hear what you've done.
I fly JetBlue a lot, as do you, don't you?
I do. Go ahead.
Okay, I love their mint service. But I read on Brian's points guy thing that, now my buddy, I have to tell you, I have another friend who is...
You see the story, you see what I mean by this?
Wait, I got to go back. Because I travel, as you know, with a disabled wife and two small dogs. Not this trip, but it's generally, I do. You know them, but dogs are new two dogs. Yeah. So you know it's a hassle traveling with the dogs and a disabled wife. So
you're going solo on this trip.
I am going solo. Actually, I'm bringing a friend with me, but later on.
You realize the story is not linear in any way, shape, or form.
No, okay. So I noticed that on JetBlue, he had a story, Brian did, about Emirates points, you know, are like for 52,000 points, you can get a mint seat. They have this...
On JetBlue.
On JetBlue. So I did that, and I transferred. I followed those instructions. The only problem is that I got the ticket, and I have it with me on me, because I'm going to the airport after this LAX.
Well, Torrance is very airport close,
yeah.
Yes.
So, but I can't get a seat assignment on this flight. So, but the 52,000 points, if you went on JetBlue, it's 110,000 points.
You see, you're gaming the system. I love this. Keep going.
Well, because of Brian.
Okay,
so I'm doing that. So then,
Brian's been on the show a number of times. We love him.
So yes. Then I'm going to I'm going to be in New York for a couple of days. Come see a couple of shows. See my friends and family. And then I'm going.
Are you doing that on points too?
No, I have an apartment in New York that I did not buy on points.
Go ahead.
So, but then I am going on points from New York to London. You know, just on United, just basically United points. And then, however, here's where it became interesting.
It's already interesting. Keep going.
When I was returning, I guess the market from London is exorbitant. Everybody wants, because the prices from London to LAX, I'm going to go straight back home to LA, it was like 155,000 points to go nonstop. However, I noticed...
If you go on Ethiopian Airlines on a Tuesday
you
say your name is Murray and you have a snowmobile...
Right, yeah. No, but I did notice that one of the flights that I could go for like cheaper, a couple of 11,000 miles, because I am bringing a friend returning with me.
Of course you are.
And if you it was going to stop in Paris. And I said, well, if it's stopping in Paris, the flight, and then going on from there, what is the flight just from Paris to LAX, and that was 67,000 miles.
So you're just going to take the train, aren't you?
I'm going to take the tunnel. Yeah. We're going to spend 2 days in Paris, worst places to stay,
yeah. And
then fly nonstop on the same flight, but it's half the points. So that's not...
Here's the other thing that most people don't realize, especially if you're flying on points or even on dollars to the United Kingdom. They nail you on the way out with these taxes.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do.
So the smartest thing people should do, and I'm serious, is if you want to go to London and come back, whether you're flying on dollars or miles, do yourself a favor. Get yourself what they call an open jaw ticket. And an open jaw ticket looks like an open jaw. You don't complete it with an airplane flight, or you complete it with a separate flight. Let me explain. You fly, let's say, Los Angeles to London, then take the train from London to Paris, and then fly Paris to L.A. By doing that, you save all the taxes on the money because the U.K. hits you with taxes for any U.K. airport that you fly out of, and they're exorbitant. And even if you're on mileage, they'll charge, let's say, a business class mileage ticket, they'll charge you taxes as if you paid for a business class ticket, and that could be as high as $800 in taxes.
Yeah, they're hitting me for taxes on the Paris trip, too, though. They're hitting me for taxes on that also.
We should discuss that then.
I'm going to say, I checked it out, Peter, believe me. But I did notice on the American carriers, you pay a lot less
right.
Than you do on the, because I'm flying Air France KLM back. So that probably has something to do with it. So that's the trip. I mean, that's
okay.
Did
I say it was terrible? No. What I said was, you have spent hours.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
How much time did you spend figuring this out?
Yeah. If I spent this much time on my work, I'd be more successful.
And that's the point. That's why we brought you here today. This is actually an intervention. No, but see, if you do your homework, and Brian's been on the show before, he does a great job, but if you do your homework, there's so many interlocking directorates here in the airline business and strategic partnerships where inventory is in one airline but not in another, but if you call on a Tuesday, you get the seat. If you do your homework, look how many miles you've saved.
Yes, Yes. The other part that I did not tell you though was the credit card bonuses. You know, I didn't go into that because.
Well, go ahead, talk to me.
Well, because if you're, I can't imagine, if you're alive, you're seeing that every.
This could have been an episode on our list. You know this.
It was an episode on our list.
Come on.
This was a great. In fact, it's a great thing you mentioned that up. You mentioned that because in one episode, Rita, my Arliss's assistant, who was Sandra Oh,
yeah.
Right, needed a certain amount of frequent flyer miles. And I said, that's real to people. When people would pitch me stories on Arliss about, oh, Arliss is going to make the biggest deal for all this money, I go, nobody cares about a number. It's a number. It's got no emotional value. You talk about somebody wanting frequent flyer miles for a trip, that the average person can understand. That's emotional. So there, it was a story.
You're getting emotional right now.
Yeah, well, that was a story. So, but anyway, the credit cards are all, I've noticed, and Brian, more than anybody, you'd know, is... All the credit card companies, I mean, every one of them, are offering these huge bonuses if you spend X amount of dollars in the first 3-6 months.
I have to say it. I love getting you so excited about this. Okay, so we figured out the points. Now the credit cards.
Well, the credit card, they're just offering these great bonuses if you sign up and get their credit card. The key is how much is it going to cost you per the card. Most of them...
If you take an America's Platinum card, that's $700 a year.
But I get it anyway. So that one didn't... But I couldn't get bonuses because I get it. However, if you get the business... if you get the business card or the gold card, which is $250, they also had like a $100,000 bonus thing if you spend X amount. Now, there's a lot of other cards that sometimes are free the first year, and then they go to $95 a year. And you can get on the United one, it was 75,000 bonus points.
Yep.
If you spent like 6,000 in 3 months, which I do, and if you spend another 10,000 for the rest of the year, it's another 75,000.
Well, yeah.
So that's 150,000 points.
Right. And in the old days, you got a free coach ticket at 25,000 miles. So that's 6 flights. Right?
Free coach ticket at 25,000?
Of course, they still have it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know, you don't fly coach.
I don't.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Okay. I stumped you.
I said, you get a free coach. Let's coach.
Well, yes, yeah. That's one thing as I've gotten older and I've done okay in the world. I decided at one time I was going to board the plane and turn left. Because it's the old story. You're incapable of turning right. Well, here's the story. If you don't fly first class, when you die, your kids will. They're going to inherit all the money and all the point, and the first thing they're going to do, fly first class around the world.
So what you're saying is you're downgrading your kids.
Well, I don't have kids, so
there goes your argument.
But it's whoever it's going to get them, whoever is going to inherit it, they're going to fly first class. So that's you definitely do. Definitely, you know, it's like, that's the first thing they're going to do is fly. Now, the only time I do fly coach, I have to be
You're admitting
fair.
To this?
Well, here's why. You know Barbara. Yes. My wife is disabled. She has to lie flat. Some planes, until they had lie flat seats, I'd have to buy out a row. So she would lift up the armrest.
Right.
And I still may have to do that because now they're not allowing my dog in first class. That's another thing I got pissed off about. They're not allowing my dogs anymore up front. You know, so
this is turning into a Rodney Dangerfield routine.
I'll tell you, that was my first guy I wrote for, you know. That was my first job, was writing for Rodney. It was. That's a true story.
For those of you who've never seen the movie Back to School, filmed at my alma mater, Madison, Wisconsin, go see it. Yeah.
There you go.
But anyway, are you okay on the credit card? How many credit cards do you have that are mileage related?
Let me see. I would say 8, 9.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's all in the last year.
But so now you're juggling.
Yeah, until I get the bonuses. And then it's like when I get the bonuses, then I...
Then you're going to dump the card.
Well, as soon as I can, you know, there are limits when you can dump them. Now, some of them are okay.
Yeah, but you see, some companies like Chase are onto you because they say you could only get 4 cards in a given year.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
So I cut you off.
So meanwhile, people were counterfeiting my checks at Chase. Did I tell you this story?
Here we go. It's Rodney Dangerfield again.
I'm flying back on the plane, and I just, you know, check my bank account, and I see, this is a $5,000 check. I didn't write no $5,000 check. Somebody counterfeited my checks. And I caught
on the plane?
Well, I caught it on the plane. I checked on my account. So I went right to the bank. And here was the problem, though. they froze my bank account with the checks because it was counterfeited. It wasn't, you know, hacked. And I couldn't get to the money that was already in the account. That was the biggest problem. It took like 2 weeks to do that.
Yeah, but here's the story that you don't know. The person who counterfeited that check used it to get points to fly.
Okay, there you go. By the way, they caught that one, and I had to get a new account. Right. And there was another $85,000 that they tried over the next month or two, because I would always get things saying, hey, did you sign this? Did you this? Did you do this? And I go, no.
Well, I was on a flight once going from L.A. to Chicago. This is many years ago. And the flight attendant said, can I hang up your jacket? She did, for the night flight. Everybody's sleeping. I get to Chicago the next day. I walk off the plane. And I go to pay for the cab with a credit card. And one of my credit cards is missing, right? That credit card was used within 20 minutes of the arrival in Chicago to charge $33,000 in airline tickets. So it was an all-inside job because they had somebody at the airline willing to do it. And I said, wait a minute.
Well, I want to thank you for those tickets, by the way. I appreciate it. I want to thank you. I never had an opportunity, but now I do.
So. Yeah, and what's really pissing me off is you got points. You got points on that.
You think I'm bad. I got a buddy who argues, a lawyer, big shot lawyer, who argues at the Supreme Court. He's got 23 credit cards. He is so into this. He also says, you know, he spends more time on this than he does arguing before the Supreme Court.
I rest my case. Yeah. I rest my case. Yeah. You're out of control.
I don't use them for hotels ever. See, a lot of people do. That's not true. I'm using the. I was going to have a trip to Paris for a very significant anniversary. I was taking about 6-8 people with me to Paris, and I was using points for their hotels. And of course, between the pandemic and other things, couldn't go. And so I'm using those points for this time. That's all.
Bottom line here: Robert Wall, great actor, amazing credit card junkie, amazing frequent flyer junkie.
It's not that good.
You impressed me.
Well,
and the Rodney Dangerfield impression was pretty good.
Rodney, that was the first guy I ever wrote for. That was my first job, was writing for Rodney.
My thanks to Robert. I first met David Neeleman more than 20 years ago when he launched a real disruptor airline, JetBlue. And what a success story that became. Now, Neeleman is back with another new airline with a different business and pricing model. It's called Breeze.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So if timing is everything, David, we're in a world that's being disrupted. Over 2 years of COVID, then we have, of course, pilot shortages. We have fuel. We have, of course, now the situation in Ukraine. Where does the world aviation business catch a break here? And how do you adjust for this?
Well, you know, we're a resilient bunch. We've been through a lot, you know, and as you know, Peter, I was, you know, in the heart of what happened at 9/11, right, in New York City. We got through that. COVID has been difficult, you know, much more difficult than a spike in fuel prices. Obviously, you know, our hearts go out to the people in Ukraine and really our prayers are with them, and hopefully that gets resolved. But COVID has really been the most devastating thing for the airline business, and we're through it. You know, I mean, I'm feeling positive. People are traveling again. I was with some, you know, airline executives over the weekend, and they were all saying that their bookings were as strong as they've ever seen them in March. So, you know, now it's, you know, there's going to have to be some adjustments for the higher fuel prices, but thank goodness this A220 that I'm on board here is very fuel efficient. And so, you know, we got to charge about $5 more per hour of flight per customer. And, you know, that's something we're going to have to deal with going forward. But, you know, it, like I said, the more troubles you go through, the more you react to it, the more resilient you become. And it seems like the hits keep coming, but I think the worst is behind us. And that was really COVID.
Let's talk about the fuel for a second, because at one point, a couple of years ago, when fuel was just this high, you had airlines like Southwest Airlines that went out and hedged their fuel purchases,
and it turned out to be a pretty brilliant decision for them. They did okay. Then you had airlines like Delta that went out and actually tried to buy a refinery. They did buy a refinery, but that didn't quite work out the way they had it planned. With fuel going up so high right now, can you actually get on board and hedge your bets or not?
You don't never hedge at this price. That would be a disaster, because when the price goes down, then you owe the difference to the bank. So, I think we're just going to, I think the industry decided when there was wild fluctuations that it was just more costly sometimes to hedge. And so they've just kind of deal with it and adjust the fares accordingly.
You know, during the pandemic, we learned a lot about economics, whether we liked it or not. Yep. We also found out that when travel came back, it was led by the leisure sector, and it came back with a roar. What an interesting time for you to start an airline in the midst of all that, where other airlines were in trouble and looking for money in the capital markets. You show up with a new airline, but was the timing right because it was a leisure sector market?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the leisure market, I think, is probably bigger than it was pre-COVID today, because they have displaced people that are living in different places. They're telecommuting from work. They've gone to live in different places and they have to get back and forth. You know, the big mystery is how long it's going to take business traffic to come back. And that's the big one. You know, big corporations have banned their people from traveling. And I would assume that that's going to start, you know, you're getting worried that people are going back to work. Apple Computer is now decided to go back to work. So, I think that will start to increase as well. But certainly, it's been really at the leisure side of it. You know, airlines like Allegiant and Spirit and Frontier are faring better than the big guys who relied more heavily on the business traffic.
Of course, both Delta, United, and American were never defined as low-fare leisure traveler carriers. They can't sell fares for $39 and make any money.
No, I mean, that they certainly have a high cost structure, and they're really focused on hubs too. And that adds a lot of cost as well. So when we fly a route, some of the routes that we announced today where we can bypass a hub and we don't have to have that expense and it's more convenient for our customers, we can pass that savings along. You know, we found these little pockets of traffic where you can bypass the hub. And what we find is we can 10 times the size of the market if we can get the right fare. And, you know, if we can get you there twice as fast for half the price, that means a lot to people.
You know, in the last 4 months, well, first of all, let's go back in June or July of last year, just about every airline was doubling and tripling down on announcing new routes. You know, if you go back historically, Southwest Airlines might have added one new route a year. Last year, they added like 30, and then travel came back. Then you had staffing issues, and they got rid of a lot of those routes. American canceled 27 routes. Delta canceled 10. United last week canceled 17. Today, you're adding routes.
Yeah, I mean, I think the situation, the pilot situation is to blame for a lot of that, obviously. And what you saw at, you know, the big airlines, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, what they were, you know, necessarily what the thought process was, but they kind of offered incentives to retire almost 7,000 pilots, you know, left the ranks. It was already a tight pilot market. It wasn't as difficult as it is now. And then what they did is they went down to the regional partners that feed them and hired those 7,000 pilots from them, and which caused all these regional guys to cancel a bunch of routes because they couldn't fly them because they couldn't train pilots fast enough to replace those. You know, fortunately, we kind of sit in between. If someone's going to a regional, it's, you know, we've got bigger airplanes, we can pay more. So that's a more desirable job. So we're not, you know, we can get those from the regional carriers. A lot of people love to fly for Breeze, and, you know, we are doing some interesting things to reduce the need for pilots. We're taking 10 of our Embraers and we're putting them in full-time charter work in the fall, where we can fly sports teams or on-demand charters or, incentive things or corporate shuttles or whatever. And that will lessen the need for pilots, but allow us to move some of our E-Jet pilots over the 220s, which they're thrilled about. So, you know, it's we're getting through it. We're going to be fine. But you just have to do things a little bit differently nowadays until we get through this 7,000 pilot bump that's got to, you know, get dealt with.
Now, this isn't your first rodeo. You and I go back a few years. And of course, to you initiating and starting JetBlue, going from certain airports in those days, like Long Beach, California, which the other airlines had ignored. What lessons have you learned from the JetBlue experience that you've applied to Breeze?
Well, I think it's JetBlue, but it's also Azul in Brazil. I mean, 80% of our routes, we have no nonstop competition, and we've got some of the highest margins in the world. So, what we've learned is if you fly between places where no one else serves, your costs are lower and you can, it's more resilient, for fuel price hikes and all of that when you're not dealing with, someone that's competing in a market. So it's an important lesson. But it's one where, what's amazing is how happy our customers are. Our NPS scores are through the roof. They're the highest I've ever seen before, into the 80s. Because people are, wow, you got me there. I got there quick. I paid half as much. And, that's really the way to build a business is through happy customers.
We know that airfares are going to go up because of fuel going up. You mentioned you might have to charge maybe $5 more, but in a highly competitive world, is that what Americans are going to charge as well? I mean, how far higher are the fuel prices going to go considering what's happening now in the world fuel markets?
I wish I knew. If I knew it was going to $250 a barrel, I guess I'd hedge it today. But, I think there's a point where people can up their capacity if there's enough money involved. And that's what we've seen in the past. So these spikes and these blips, you can go back 20, 30 years and see them. They always seem to happen for one thing or another. This is obviously a very serious situation in Ukraine. Russia pumps 12% of the world's oil. So we're going to have to make that up somehow, or we're going to have to cut back. People are going to have to and there's no doubt when you're paying $5-6 a gallon at the pump, people are going to drive less, and that will cut back on demand. And these things tend to even themselves out. You got to look forward and you got to understand that economics of supply and demand, and just press forward and do the best you can.
I mean, all of this is happening, intersecting with people planning their summer travel now. Where do you think this is going to be this summer? Before Ukraine, just about everyone is predicting a record year in travel for 2022.
Well, I think it'll be record traffic year. The question is, will the airlines, be able to kind of raise their fares enough to cover the increase in fuel price? That's really the key. And if you've got strong demand, it's much easier to do it than when you have weak demand or no demand like we had during COVID. So at least we got that going for us, which is nice. So tough times, but strong demand is helpful to get through difficult times with spikes in fuel prices.
Now, today you announced a whole mess of new routes. Where are you going?
Where are we going? We're going, we added 10 new cities, 4 in the west and 6 in the east, and we're just looping our cities together. Again, routes that don't have nonstop service. I think I checked the bookings in Providence, LA was one of the highest booked today. If you live in Providence, you can go nonstop to LAX. That's great. If you're in Huntsville, Alabama, and you want to go to Las Vegas, that's great too. So, all of these routes are, and again, fares are going to be a little bit higher once we get through this introductory time to cover for the fuel prices. But, they're still going to be it's going to be a great value. And I don't think $25 or whatever is going to stop someone from traveling. Obviously it's cumulative when you have higher costs of everything else in your life. But, that's why we've got to be the best provider for the lowest cost to get through these times.
I was flying the other day from Dallas to LaGuardia on American Airlines nonstop. My fare was $38. The cab ride to the airport was more than that. There's a big disconnect there, David.
Yeah, I'm seeing a $38 fare since we had them out there. But certainly there's areas where there's competition, and that's why we don't fly where there's competition. So, there's skirmishes that break out between the big guys, and I'm not sure what precipitated that. Maybe, JetBlue's flying it or something, but, there's certainly demand for those routes, and we're looking at a big summer, and, it's good to be exclusively in the market.
My thanks to David and to Robert Wool, and my thanks to you for listening to this Ion Travel podcast. For more conversations with the world's leaders in travel, as well as answers to your travel questions, be sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you happen to listen to podcasts. And for all the breaking travel news, just fasten your seatbelts and log on to petergreenberg.com.
The Ion Travel Podcast is produced by Amanda Morris and Anthony Protis-Chung. For more content from Peter Greenberg and the Ion Travel team, visit petergreenberg.com. Ion Travel is a production of CBS News Radio.
Hey, Prime members, Peter Greenberg here. You can listen to Ion Travel ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, and you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at Wondery.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.